prepare for our growth, for our uniting with our higher intention. So as the energies are promoting us onward, and so when I say promoting us onward, it's I can receive the signaling. So we're not waiting for the signaling to begin. We're acknowledging that it's already amongst us, and we're allowing ourselves to our, they're saying trusted fate. So trusted fate is really what our higher self is after in this incarnation. So what happens sometimes is our linear self gets entangled, submerged, focused on ideology. In other words, things that are just like instant gratification. And we're being alerted to our kindest security. So our kindest security is what our higher self had planned all along. So it may feel like you're being twisted. It may feel like you're being turned around. It may feel like you're getting your hand slapped, because as soon as you go for what it is you've been after for so long, it disappears. It goes bye-bye. Because at long last, we're moving into our proper sequencing. So as you will have a heart for self, so self being, when I said have a heart for self, it was like this eternal flame in our higher heart is all pervasive. In other words, it's signaling our direction. It's signaling our readiness. It's offering ourselves a handout. So a handout is wherever we're entitled to, we're going to be guided. We're going to be lifted. It's almost like you're in the middle of the ocean and, oh gosh, how did I get out here? And suddenly the wave appears and you land on the correct shore. So they're saying, as we will have our hands up. Well, what they mean by that is like release the clinging, release the attachment, release the grasping, release the everybody has this, so I need to have this also, and allow ourselves instant grace, spontaneous rejuvenation. When I said spontaneous rejuvenation, I had this like rainbow light that has to do with the Rainbow Bridge. And if you can just imagine that you're receiving this halo effect, in other words, your higher awareness is offering its kindness, it's offering its broadcast, it's offering its totality of care. So in other words, it's surrounding you, it's loving you, it's providing for you, it's finding your placement secure. So this is about receiving our higher union. So higher union, it's not without reach. In other words, it's totally available. So we think of it as higher simply because we've actually been drowning. We've been in a state where we've been subject to error. So subject to error is we're still after what we think is needed for survival, what we think is going to keep us safe, what we think is going to bring us our truest delight. And so what we're offering ourselves to is our certainty. So our certainty is what has been prepackaged all along that has been dormant up to now, but in various stages of self-revelation that is now coming to fruition. So when they say to fruition, it's how to put some words, like a gust of wind or some kind of astrological signaling that makes itself evident. In other words, everything that you need to restore yourself to balance is included. So it just feels like this pre-packaged energy or activation or memory that is I put this in words, it's sort of like that inner nature, that inner knowing that is beyond the trespassing, is beyond things that we've been attending to up to now. So as you will have a look-see, so look-see is admiring the beloved within, falling in love with your true self, fanning your own flame, realizing like you've had the answer key all along. So the energies that are being provided are to help you see. And when I see this, I just have these imageries of our higher self that are helping us look within. It's going to feel very familiar. It's going to feel like love. Like, oh my gosh, this is just so beautiful, loving, everything I've really been after all along, but I was looking at the wrong places. And so this is where we're coming into divine union. So divine union is remembering that everything we need to seal our fate, everything that we need to broadcast, to call in vibrationally, is coming from our own good knowing. So we can't possibly miss, we can't possibly lose, whereas we will seek our soul satisfaction. So this is allowing that true remembrance. So the true remembrance is listening to our own indicators, listening to our own inner lifestyle. So this is where many of us have sort of had a deaf ear to this aspect of self long ago. And so we're coming closer. So remember we said like higher occurrence, higher advantage, whether you receive it within, it's truly just within. Or you think of it as above, which is also helpful because we're graduating in lifestyle. In other words, we're moving up in frequency. So the answer is always going to be higher frequency whenever you get lost on your page. Whenever you have a slip, it's like, let's self-adjust. So as you will receive the higher harmonics, so we want to remember that we're gifting ourselves our true like self-revelation, our true inner broadcast that it's like been here all along. It's been here all along. But as we will part ways with the past, now this is an incredibly strong offering and activation, because parting ways with the past is dropping the defenses, dropping all that self-sabotaging, dropping all the different ways that the ego falsely had us secure. So this is be tough, shut down your feelings, like whatever it is. We all have our different maneuvers, different maneuvers. And so the activation is promoting the inevitable. So in other words, we've never really left the sunshine after all. So it's signaling our readiness for instant transformation, instant manifestation. So that instant is because it's already here. It's already involved. It's already simply waiting for us to join with. So as we will part ways with the past, and so it's just being open to new awareness, being open to new delicacies, being open to new realizations, being open to new solutions. And so it really does require a little bit of faithfulness, because in essence, we're leaving the old timeline and what we used to think had our back, what we thought was going to keep us upright, where we've just been spinning our wheels because we just keep using it. And it's like, can't seem to get to the next level. What gives? And so this is the point. We're giving the old. We're surrendering the old in order to fall in love with the new. And when I said fall in love with the new, the energy is just alive. It's just alive. So it's almost like, I don't know where it's leading me, but I know this is the right way. And so it's just like that daily message where we're following the light, we're following instant transformation. So that instant is very, very relative, because we're leaving the linear. We're leaving the need for time. We're leaving the need for outer security. And we're really just self-adjusting to our true transparency, to our true higher heart. So the energies that I'm receiving how do I put this in words? It's like light. It's almost like a light show. But it's bringing forth our required stationing. So in other words, the energies of who we truly are. So your higher councils are here, your higher self is guiding it. So you just really want to feel that and establish that and almost like reach out and touch that to understand that the mind doesn't understand, but the heart is excited, is already set to go. So when I said excited, it's like this energetic, oh gosh, it just feels quite lovely. So just imagine like your higher self's there with like a bouquet of roses or crystals or gemstones or an etheric temple, whatever turns you on, whatever, when I say turns you on, whatever helps you to soar, whatever directs you to the light, whatever feels most inviting. So this is where we're turning to our light, we're turning to our higher broadcast, and we're disregarding the past. It's sort of like you don't need to find out who wins, because as long as there's a winner or a loser, it's never going to get you anywhere. So again, we're moving into our higher proxy, our higher union. And so that union, if we just take that just second to bridge that gap. So instead of there being a gap, there's an instant connection. There's an instant response. And I just have this like twirling energy that is aligning us with love. So we want to remember love is our truest nature. Anytime we're not in love, there's something to master. There's something to release. There's something to hang up. Hang up. It's been a traitor energy on some level. And so we're introducing ourselves to our rightful passage, our rightful place. So allow these harmonics to steady you evenly. So when I say steady you evenly, it's like just feeling steady footing. So it's just acknowledging you've arrived, acknowledging that you are aligning with your highest reality. And so our highest reality is like we keep taking ourselves in step measures. Because if too much shifts all at once, like we'll just get a little confused. So step measures is appropriate engagements. So we're each being shown the light in an executive conquest. In other words, like in steps that are manageable and quite relevant for our address, for our homecoming, for our new determining our revelation. So allow yourselves to receive on all levels. Mercy for self. There are a couple, if not many. You're very good in forgiving another, but you're just so hard. Like, you need to stay put until you learn this. You want to receive grace. The Elohim are traveling surrounding you. As you will receive grace, everyone's ready. They're waiting for you. So it's really remembering that it's the ego. It's not your higher self that's keeping you down. So you're releasing that need for time. God, they're just going to sit here until we get this. I literally have like a buckle. And you just want to imagine that buckle unbuckling. So it's almost like you have lead shoes. And you're performing miracles now. So you're leaving that old station. You just nailed it. You're leaving the old station. I literally saw you just rising. So for everyone, whoever that was, it really was all of us, because we're all doing this simultaneously. It has to do with our own decision making. So that's why we all experience that in support of that person, because or being a light, because it's our decision making that's relevant. We really want to understand how much power we're working with. as we choose the light, as we choose the higher guidance, as we choose love, as we choose the energies of self-revelation. So self-revelation is you simply transfer to a new relevance because that is what you're now dictating. That's what you're now ready to receive. So it's faith in your true self. So as you the buckle came undone and you were rising, just imagine those shoes are never more. What it looked like, it was almost like you were on the bottom of the ocean and there were these lead boots that you were just stuck. And so those boots are never more. It's like you can't even go back to them because they're never more. It's going to help you anchor the new relevance. And for each of us, we're all doing this in different areas. So the more that you play with that, the more that you allow that, you're not trying to finish up the old story. You're relocating to a new arrival. Beautiful, beautiful.